We are in Simen Yud Aleph in Hilchis Tzitzis, and we are going to be doing the second Sif, Sif Beis. The first Sif had taught us that there was a halacha that the Tzitzis must be spun L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. Now we have a question. Tova Nochri. What happens if a non-Jew did the spinning? V'Yisrael Omen Al Gabo V'Omer Sheyasa L'shma. A Jew is standing by a non-Jew and tells him, do this for the sake of tzitzis. So the Rambam's opinion is that that is pasul. We say that he is doing it for himself. He is not doing it because you told him to. He is not doing it for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis that you told him to do it for. Whereas the Rosh's opinion is that it is kosher. Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch does not take sides. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'noagim sheyesayeya Yisrael ma'at. The minag is that the Jew helps out a little bit and that will be sufficient. Now, the poskim explain that the Ramah is really going with the Shita of the Rosh. If he would be going with the Rambam, then helping all along a little bit is not sufficient. If we say that the non-Jew is not doing it for the sake of tzitzis, for the mitzvah of tzitzis, then the fact that you help him along a little bit is not going to do it. It must be that he's going with the Ramah and just with the Rosh, who holds that when a non-Jew does it, it's good enough, and is being machmir a little bit, that it's not enough that we just have him do it, and you're telling him to do L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, but you should do something L'shem Tzitzis as well. Now, how exactly do we paskin in this machlokas, the Ram and the Rosh? Do we follow this Ramah? So, the poskim seem to favor the Rambam. The Gro goes with the Rambam as well. That is that a non-Jew doing the spinning of the tzitzis would not work, even if you tell him to say L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. We say he doesn't really mean that. He's doing because he feels like it. Whereas, if you really have no choice, then you could rely on the minig of the Ramah, and you could follow the Rosh. Now, the Mishnah Brura adds that when is it that the Rosh says it's kosher? That is, if the Jew stands over him and is telling him the entire time that he should do it l'shma. Furthermore, he wants to say that it only works if it did not take a long time. So say we're talking about a non-Jew who is spinning wool for tzitzis, and he's doing it for hours on end, making lots of tzitzis. There, it may very well be that the Rosh himself never said that you can rely that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. It's only something that's being done that is not so time-consuming. But something that's time-consuming, his kavana, is not going to remain for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but he's just going to do it for his own purpose. Now, perhaps this needs just a drop of elaboration, and although I try generally to stick to just what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, when we say adaita denafshei kavod, he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for what the Jew told him to do it for. So I just want to share with you this little story that enlightened me. I was once at a matzah bakery. And as usual, when they're about to start baking, the mashgiach announces that all the workers should say, Kol mash ani osa yom, all the work that I'm doing today, beisek ha-matzahs, with regard to the matzah, and also l'shem matzahs mitzvah, I'm doing for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. So one of the workers calls to him and says, I have to be honest. I did not come here to make matzah for Pesach. I came here to support my family. I'm doing this to make a living. The question is, did the mashgiach have to tell him, you know, go home. This isn't good. Obviously, most of the workers are going there for the sake of making a parnasa. They've got a family to support. The job they're doing to support their family is baking matzahs. They are baking matzahs, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, in order to support their family. We are not talking about your motivation. We're talking about what it is that you say that you are creating here. You are creating matzahs for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah in order that you support your family. The motivation, what brought you to work, is the fact that you have a family to support. But the work you're doing is making matzahs for the Seder. So that's considered lishma. In the case of a Jew who is doing it even for parnasa, when, say, a Jewish woman is spinning the wool and a man comes along and says, you're doing this for the sake of tzitzis of the mitzvah, and she says, yes, that's wonderful. She doesn't even say yes, but she has that in mind. Wonderful. we say that although she's doing it for the parnasa, but what is it that she's doing? She's making tzitzis for the mitzvah. In the case of a non-Jew, we say otherwise. In the case of a non-Jew, we say he's making tzitzis because that's how he's getting paid. He's making tzitzis because they told him to. The Jew says it's for a mitzvah, good for the Jew. His kavana has nothing to do with the mitzvah whatsoever. This is the opinion of the Rambam, that unless it is a real shas adchak, one is machmer for. There's a question in the Achronim with regard to a Jew, but a Jew who lacks das, whether in reality or in halacha, a cheresh shot of a katan. A cheresh is someone who is deaf and dumb, where if he cannot communicate with the world, we say that he doesn't really understand what's going on, if he's really one who cannot communicate with the world. Shota is someone who is somebody whose thought process is mentally impaired in the way that his thought process just doesn't work the way other people do. His intelligence level is extremely low. His judgment is off. This seems to be the word shota in Chazal. The way they describe it is that it is his judgment that is totally off. And the third case is the case of a child, a katan. Chereshot of a katan, what is the halacha with them? So, halacha lamaisa, we paskin that lechatchila, if there's any other way of having the wool spun for tzitzis, you don't have a cheresh, shota, or katan doing it. If you really don't have a choice, there is no other way you can get tzitzis. Either they're going to make it, or nobody's going to make them. Or you're just not going to have tzitzis. So, the halacha is that if an adult stood over them and said l'shem mitzvah tzitzis and continued to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, then the halacha is that if there is no other choice, if you have nothing else, then you are allowed to rely on it. Then and only then, which means you really don't have a choice. Otherwise, we do not rely on chereshot of a katan. Incidentally, with regard to katan, there is an opinion that since we're dealing with a doraisa over here, relying on the fact that a boy is 13 or a girl is 12 is not enough to make him into a gadol. You've got to know that they have physically matured. In the case of a boy, the halacha is you have to see that he has grown shtei cyrus, that two hairs have grown as a sign of maturity, and only then could you rely on it. La halacha, we hold that lechatchila, you should see to it that he is a gadol daraisa. But b'di'eved, you can rely even on a gadol who is 13 years old and a girl who is 12 years old. If they made tzitzis, the halacha is that the tviya, the actual spinning, would be kosher. Then we go further. The tzrichin shazira. The tzitzis not only have to be spun into thread, into wool, but they have to be shazir. What is shazir? So shazir means that a few threads are put together and then spun. Meaning you spin to make thread, and then you take thread and spin that into other thread. So you took wool, spin it to turn it into thread, spin another one to turn that into thread, and then spin the two together. Not only that, but there's even an inyan to have actually 8 little threads. Each one was spun, and then spin all of them together. In other words, wind them all around together to make one thick string. And that's what we machma for lechatchila. There's an inyan in that. Of having a kafel shmona. Now the mechaber goes on and says v'shu shazurin l'shma. The shazira is l'shma. The shazira has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis also. The Bir Halacha speculates what happens if you made the tviya l'shma. You said l'shem mitzvah tzitzis and you didn't speak and you continued to do the shazira afterwards. So you spun each thread and you said l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and then when you spun the two together, you didn't say a word. You didn't think. It was just stum. He wants to say it could be that that's a continuation of the original spinning, and therefore we would say that the same way that you can say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis when you begin spinning and not say a word for the rest of the spinning, and it's considered l'shma, well, maybe we can continue that on into the shazira as well. So he is mistopic if a shazira bistoma following a tviya lishma will be enough. But he does say explicitly that if it's a different person that is doing the shazira, one person did the tviya and someone else did the shazira, that the lishma of the first person will not automatically work for the second person. So if it's a different person doing the shazira, it is obvious that he does have to say that it's the same mitzvah tzitzis. So once again, it needs tviya and shazira, and they are both to be done lishma, and they should be done dafka by a Yisrael gadol, by a Jew, not a non-Jew, and he should be a gadol and not a katan, someone who has das, so that when he says lishma, he means it, and we say that he doesn't mean something else. As far as a non-Jew is concerned, b'shas atchak, one relies on that. The Rama says the minag by helping a little bit. In the case of chereshot of a katan, we say that b'dievet, if you told him, if there are no other tzitzis in town, you can use them. In the case of a mumr, we saw before the Mishnah Berurah is saying that a mumr lahachis has the halacha, the same halacha of a non-Jew here, whereas that we would say that he's doing it for himself and not for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whereas if he is a mumr l'teyavin, then the halacha would be that it would be kosher. The Mishnah Berurah is mistapek. What happens if you did some shazira? You know, you went and twisted two threads together and remembered you didn't do it lishma. So you now go ahead and add another shazira. You add another thread to it, and this time you do it lishma. So you didn't really need the first one. As long as you have two threads together, that's enough. You happen to have three, and one of them was not lishma. Would that be enough? So he leaves that as a suffix. So the halach is the chatchil, you need the lishma for the entire time. If you forgot to make the first shazira lishma, we have a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah if that will help you, if it'll help you to go add on another one and to do shazira with that.